listening to a Hip Hop Digest special interview with King Killer, Coochie, and E Green.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest interview series. It's your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Green. And our guest today, he and I go way back. I don't even know if he remembers this. The artist, his name is Doe Sigpom. And at the time, I was working at the Satellites. And I was tapped on the shoulder to be a judge in a music contest type thing, talent show. And my man got up there, and he did his rap and whatnot. And I was like, when you know, doing my anti-Simon thing. It wasn't about no Simon thing, but I was like, man, you ain't no rapper. And he looked at me like I was crazy, and I was like, cause you were MC. You remember that, nephew?
Yeah.
Oh. Man, y'all gotta excuse me, man. That's that DC in me, man. That's that, you know, somebody tell you something about yourself that you don't, you believe that isn't, man. You like, man, who the hell?
Look, he remembers all of it being there, but he don't remember that part.
I do, though, now that you said it the way you said it, because I remember you pointed at me like, you were MC, and I was like, oh, embarrassing.
Yeah, I remember the way you looked at me. I was like, yeah, he don't know what I'm saying. Let me help him. But anyway, yeah. Welcome to the show, bruh.
All right, what's going on, huh?
No
There's
doubt.
A couple of questions that King Killer has to pose to you real quick.
So before we get into this here, we ask all our guests, before you really get started, we need to know your personal top three MCs.
Ooh.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And we don't care if it's niggas that live right next door down the block. Nobody don't even know. Just your personal shit.
Or yourself. Shit.
That is three?
Your personal.
Wow. Personal three.
You're right. Who? Nobody else in the world don't got no say-so. Just you. We're not judging. We just want to hear it.
I'm gonna have to go. Wow, because this is, I'm going off of feeling today. Tomorrow may be something else, but I'm gonna definitely have to say Sauce Money.
Okay.
All right.
Sauce Money was definitely a slept on artist and rapper and lyricist and MC. I would say Biggie, but everybody knows. If they read my bio, even Uncle Green knows that like Biggie is my inspiration, so I couldn't necessarily put him there. Wow, Sauce Money.
Tough, huh?
Okay. Sauce Money. I'm going off of inspiration now. Sauce Money, Big L, Rakim.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
You said Big L. You hit artists in the heart right
yeah,
there.
That's, yeah, no doubt. No doubt. And so.
And I'm not talking about Big L freestyling with Jay-Z. I'm talking about 93.
Oh,
94. Okay. 94 Big L.
Okay. That's what's good.
Talking about people that owe you money and rape the brother with a pool stick and all. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, bro.
That's what's good. And, two, what was your first rap record, CD, tape, cassette, whatever, that you bought with your own money?
Y'all trying to really go meet back in the day with Kent Mills.
Oh, shit.
Kent Mills.
Oh. My first rap
that you bought with your own money.
With your own money.
Nothing your mom's gave you.
I'm going to say CD because I do remember this while I'm thinking about the tape, though. It was definitely my first CD when I was 12. That was Biggie Smalls, of course.
Okay.
My first tape. Sounds crazy. Freaky Tales, Too Short.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Right. Wow. That's what's good. It took him a while, but we got it out of him.
Yeah, he got sidelined.
And for full disclosure, this nigga sitting right here rolling up right now. Rolling a fat motherfucking blunt.
Rolling right along. So just a little background about yourself. You from DC, correct?
Yes, sir.
You now reside in Texas. And we were talking a little bit before when you and I were chopping it up. You were saying how coming from D.C., you was looked at a certain kind of way if you was into rap. Is that what you were telling me?
Yeah. Growing up in the time that I was growing up in D.C., and I always say this too, I also lived in Peachtree County, Maryland. I went to school out in Maryland as well. So, I do rep DMV, but where it started for me was Washington, D.C., when I got everything, my culture, everything that I wasn't supposed to have, attributes-wise and all. But, when I was coming up, early 80s into the late 80s and 90s, it was like, a person be like, you rap? Like, you rap? Oh, man, you a yo boy. Like, what the... You a yo nigga. Like, what's that? You know what I mean? But we did have rap in our culture. Fat Rodney, DJ Scorpion, and what was the other guy? Oh, DJ Scorpion, I said it. Yeah, those was rappers rapping with Go-Go. So it kind of made it more acceptable. Like, we don't mind you rapping and tapping. Just make sure there's a go-go beat behind it. If it's that boom, 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 like, it's like, whoa, hold up now. Now you going up to New York with it, and that's not us. Yeah, and that's just how I grew up. I grew up playing go-go.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I grew up playing go-go. So... even a part of me was kind of like, the hell is this? You know what I mean? Even for the fact, sometimes I sit back and say, am I really putting thoughts? I don't say words. I'm really putting thoughts and feelings and emotions together to create songs. And you know what I mean? But now that I'm in the process and I've been rapping for so long, it's a beautiful thing. And I kind of wish, a lot of Washingtonians would have got into it in the 80s and 90s. And maybe we would have went somewhere with it as a city, as a collective.
Go-Go was strong, though. Go-Go still strong.
Go-Go was strong to the point we had a Go-Go band sign the Def Jam Records. And a lot of people don't even know that.
Yes, sir. You did.
Sardines.
Pork and beans.
Yeah. A lot of people... don't even know that. We was in going to the Go-Go video movie, the joint with Run DMC and
Tougher Than Leather.
Yeah,
yes, no doubt. Well, and actually, if you really know real talk, man, Russell Simmons was a very big fan of Go-Go because Russell, when he was producing, used Go-Go Records. One of his main producers, Davey DMX, they all sampled Go-Go very heavy on a lot of Def Jam records.
Oh, I mean, if you listen to Salt and Pepper, you can hear that whole New Jack Swing
with Go-Go all through it.
But Go-Go all through it because Teddy Riley was always in D.C. He's a Virginia boy, so he know.
So, no doubt about that. Shout out to Herbie Lovebug. No doubt. So, before we get into your story real heavy, real quick, I just want to just say I listened to the Ugly EP. Mm-hmm. I just want to give you some props on that. My favorite record on there was Reggae Warlord. That's crazy. That is absolutely crazy. And the line about how the 1% is treating us like dogs in the kennel. Nigga, what? Mm. So... yeah, I enjoyed that. I didn't get a chance because my man, E. Green, just put me up on you. But I did get a chance to listen to that EP, and that particular song is my favorite. I enjoyed that. So I appreciate that, brother.
Yeah, thank you, man. I actually shot a video to that, too, on YouTube. You can check it out on YouTube. Okay. At least once a month. For the past, I want to say 5 months, I put out a video. And Reggae Warlords is definitely one of them. This one, I just put out one from my Lawkey album that I dropped before Reggae Warlords, before the Ugly EP came out. And so I'm going back and forth, man, through a lot of my projects from Lawkey to even Caged Birds EP to the Ugly EP, and I'm just shooting videos from all different songs. I kind of like to confuse people because a lot of people do hit me up and, you know, but where's this song at? And I'm like, you know, that's how I catch, you know, disrespect some of my day one brothers that grew up in the sandbox with me. And, oh, I support my brother. Man, but where this song at? Well, brother, that song is actually 2014. I just decided to shoot a video right now because none of it's not, you know, not a million people got it yet. So
that's a beautiful thing to be able to do that, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. So, and I'm in the process of dropping. That's crazy. Please excuse me. I think it's 3 or 4 more projects. I think I have two or three already done. And then I got 2 more albums after that. One is definitely already done. And then I'm dropping Locky too.
All right.
Well, I'm gonna call it a Locky, A-L-A-W-K-I, which stands for Another Life as We Know It. If people notice or catch up on me, I'm very big on acronyms. The Ugly EP stood for You Gotta Love Yourself. My Dose of Poem stands for Deliver on Emotions. Can I Get a Peace of Mind? Locky stands for Life as We Know It. So I'm very heavy on acronyms. And giving y'all a secret now, I'm about to drop a project called Slave, which is an acronym too. Still looking after validation every day.
Slave.
Like that.
Damn, I ain't heard shit like that since K-Solo and shit. No doubt.
Well, it's crazy. I was telling Don that I've been watching him even since that was probably 96 or 97 in that time frame when I first saw him perform. So I'm following it. I'm watching it. I'm like, I have thought for a long time that like DC should have really had a moment because there's so much good, really in-depth hip hop in DC. And this has nothing to do with people trying to get on the radio or doing trap or nothing like that. I'm talking strictly the kind of hip hop that most people will call underground, but we just call it hip hop because what we love and came into this game with, right? So why do you think DC never took, or not never, because there's still a chance, but why do you think DC hasn't taken off as like a hip hop mecca?
One, I think Go-Go, the violence of Go-Go made people at one point in time not want to come to DC. Because Go-Go is our white version of punk rock. When you look at it, back in the day where we had mosh pits. And, you know, it gets rough in those circles. And people didn't want to come to DC back then. You know what I mean? It was crazy. But I also believe that certain people, like there was a saying that Uncle Sugarbear from EU said that he, I don't know if this is factual, and I heard him speak of it. But just vaguely when I was around him, that he lied about selling 1 million copies of Doing the Butt. And after that overshadowed us. Because after that, after Doing the Butt, you didn't really hear too much of Go-Go after that. Like, radio-wise, locally, of course, but like, Doing the Butt was all over. Till this day, people know who Chuck Brown is, though, outside of DC, but don't nobody really know who EU is, really, unless they grew up in the 80s of Doing the Right Thing. And, you know,
not only Go-Go, the godfather of Go-Go, but he also dabbled in jazz, wouldn't you say? As he was traveling the world doing Go-Go and jazz.
And funk.
And funk, yeah.
Go-Go has jazz. Jazz, funk, and a little bit of rock. All of that is supposed to be in Go-Go. I just think that Chuck Brown found a niche of knowing how to really create songs within the Go-Go range and without and with also being out of the range of Go-Go and almost making it sound like Go-Go.
That's good. So yo, tell us about your story. How'd you really, you know, you're MCing, how'd you end up down in Texas doing your thing?
Well, I was back home, living. I was doing teaching, after school teaching, teaching hip hop, and then my wife was working for Radio One. A lot of you know, life was going on. I was, you know, I'm just being honest, I was still having a job, but, you know, because I guess people look at DC as so prestigious, they think that it's hard for people, you know, to be like, oh, it's hard down there. So I was still in the street, being honest. My wife caught an opportunity to get out. I thought about it very hard, like very hard. And I went through a lot as far as fighting, not trying to leave, because I was back home making a lot of money in the street. And one night I sat in my bedroom, man. I called some of my family members and I started hearing this thing a long time ago. Hold on, excuse me, I'm moving. Had to let my brother in real quick. But I just got tired of it, man, and just started looking at how family, friends didn't support me. And I made a call and my family was playing with, like, oh, you're not leaving. You know, if y'all know, our family doubt us first. And I said, the hell with it. So I packed up. Being honest with y'all, I called my plugs, just being honest, and said, I'm done. And even them was like, no, you know, let's send you there to Texas. And I walked away from everything. And I think that was one of the greatest decisions that I could make for myself. And so I basically really walked by faith, man, for the first time in my life. Oh, in 2013. Wow.
All right.
And then now we might be moving to Atlanta.
I'm wondering if you move to Atlanta, are we going to notice a shift in your music?
Oh, no.
You know, you might get that call from Quavo. You might have to or something.
I do dabble in that type. I don't like to say style, because my content doesn't change as far as what I rap about, what I experience. So I wouldn't expect people to expect me to be on a full trap song without giving you some type of knowledge of consequences or repercussions or pros and cons of trapping. I just couldn't rap like that. So yeah, you probably will never hear me out there with, you know, waving a tech, shoot the whole place up type of rapping. But I can't go there if I had to be there on a defensive.
And don't you think that's the easiest way? And don't you think, honestly, that's the easiest style or thoughts to be able to put out there?
Oh, yeah. Negativity is easy to attract. Negativity for your own self is easy to attract. It's hard. You know, don't nobody ever start a job and like, oh, it's going to be great from day one. It, you know, they have their days until it starts growing to get better. So, nah. Mm-mm.
That's what I'm talking about. Because I don't want to find that. I mean, if I do, I do. So be it. Because I know it would just be for whatever purpose you served in that. But when I'm hearing lyrics and you're talking about the shot of penicillin because you don't know what's in it, and you know, off that same Ugly EP, I'm hooked because I just like to hear somebody who's actually talking about something. You could be talking about being a trap, but make it interesting to me besides just making noises, making sound effects and shit. I'm past that, you know what I'm saying? But I understand that's for the club and the strip clubs where I don't find myself too often anymore, so it is what it is.
Yeah, like I just don't care for making those type of songs for me, which is crazy though, but I like listening to them. You know what I mean? Certain songs that I do like to listen to. I did grow up listening to, you know, Girls in the Club, MJG and 8-Ball and Pimp Tight, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. But I don't care to make those type of, you know, I just don't care for it, man. But I do have fun with music sometimes, but I'm also very conscious because, you know, I have nephews and nieces and little cousins and children that are listening, and I definitely want to learn. But, you know, I want them to understand that I'm human, too, at the same time. So I am going to speak of things that they may not understand at the same time. Which is, which is the reason why, you know, it's always important to build a dialogue with your music. So, you know, that's what I plan on doing, man. I don't care if I'm 50 and gray, man. I'm still going to be rapping. Just being off.
And then you sound like us, except we ain't rapping. We rapping about it, but we not rapping.
We just talking about hip hop, and we love it.
Exactly. And when you get in your 50s, maybe you won't feel like it. Like, at least I don't. So it's all good.
Oh nah, I feel great, man.
That's good.
But we know you got to get ready to go for a show because you told us that pregame. But where can people find you? Like, because your music just needs to be heard by more people, man. Where can people find you?
I am in the process of trying to get everything on Spotify and Apple Music and TuneCore right now as we speak. But I do everything personally. So if a person wants to like reach out, they can go to dosickapoem.com. Or if they want all of my discographies, they can go to dosickapoem.bandcamp.com. And it has all of my music there for purchase. I think I have an EP on there for free too as well. So, and I'll be putting other stuff up on there, but while I'm putting other stuff on that Bandcamp, you should see follow-ups with Apple and, like I said, TuneCore, right. Spotify. And I actually have stuff on those as well as just a lot of my features.
No doubt. We appreciate you being on the Hip Hop Digest, my brother. It has been quite refreshing, to say the least.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
I like to hear when brothers is actually speaking with knowledge and with a conscience in mind.
With some diction, as my grandmother say.
Speaking like you got some kind of sense.
Yeah. A little vernacular. Press.
No doubt. So you got any shows coming up that you can tell people? But obviously, besides tonight, recording night, but you got anything else coming up in the upcoming weeks that people can come see you?
On the 28th, I have one at Gum Festival at Club Pink Lounge in Dallas.
Well, you check out his music beforehand, you will definitely not want to miss that.
Yeah, the live shows are great. I have fun proving that big boys can move.
Hey, I saw that one video you put on it, on your salsa or your soca. What was that?
Yeah, my salsa, my Dominican shit.
Yeah, okay. Man.
So yeah, man. Shout out to my Dominicans too, man. That's my family as well. So I rep that hard.
No doubt. So like I said, thank you for being on the show, my brother. And the Hip Hop Digest listeners, well, you'll be hearing from them.
All right, man. Y'all be blessed, man. Thank y'all so much. When y'all ready for me to come back on to do a more full interview, let me know. And I'll be ready.
All right.
No doubt. And I'll send you this link when this show goes up. I'll send you the link so you can put it out on your end too.
Okay.
All right, nephew. I'm going to holler back.
Appreciate you.
All right, then, brother. Have a good night.
All right. Y'all be blessed.